to create an international group of researchers that can provide some comparisons across similarly regarded national park treasures or protected areas, and focus especially on how management responds to climate change issues. So those of us who are on the project right now have dealt with management and have dealt with some aspect of climate change or the behavior of tourists or even of park personnel with respect to changes in climate. I think what we've discovered in our work in the social sciences is that there are different kinds of stakeholders in different kinds of organizations, especially public organizations like the parks. And it's very important to tap into the resources of those stakeholders as well as to find out what their concerns are. You wouldn't want to be closing whole areas of a park and lose the support of the people in the surrounding communities. And that, we know, has been a struggle up in Yellowstone with respect to, say, snowmobiling. It's a struggle in Kruger National Park, which will be included in this symposium, because it's got 2 million people around its borders. And there are people who are looking into Kruger and thinking, that's good grazing land. Why don't I take my goats there? Well, they can't, because they can't be protected from the lions. To know what the stakeholders' needs are and how they can be accommodated, if there's some rotation system that could be accomplished, worked out to everyone's benefit, that's better than simply establishing a rule and a barrier.